This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Now, some news for those of you who have ever had to deal with information on your credit report that is wrong or outdated. The Wall Street Journal reports that in July, the three main credit reporting companies, that would be Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, are going to stop putting reports of tax liens and civil judgments on some people's credit scores. Consumer advocates and some state attorneys general have been pressuring agencies to do a better job of correcting mistakes like that. From the Marketplace Bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Consumer credit scores, known as FICO, will only include tax liens and civil judgments if that information can be verified with a person's name and address, as well as their date of birth or social security number. Chi-Chi Wu is a staff attorney at the National Consumer Law Center.
This will result in the elimination of over 90% of judgments and about half of liens from credit reports.
Since judgments and liens are public records, they mostly don't include date of birth or social security number. That's to protect consumers from identity theft. But Wu says it also means these records are easily mixed up between consumers.
You don't want the wrong consumer unjustly tagged for judgment that really didn't belong to them. That's unfair for the consumer. It's not good for the system.
Though Guy Sakala at Inside Mortgage Finance says it could also be bad for the system if lenders get credit reports that leave out liens and judgments that are accurate but can't be verified.
Lenders would rather have more information, even if some of it may be less accurate, than less information overall.
But Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics says this change just puts more responsibility for verifying consumers' credit history back where it belongs on lenders.
All too many lenders just take the score and go for it. The more the credit bureaus take out dubious information, the more important it's going to be for banks to go double-check these data, and I think that's going to make the credit system safer.
The Consumer Data Industry Association, which represents the major credit bureaus, didn't provide comment by our deadline today. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.